From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting migrants might now face Hungarian troops at the Serbian border. Hungary is planning to deploy the military at its southern border with Serbia as part of a crackdown on migrants and human traffickers and is blaming Germany for the massive influx through its territory. The Prime Minister of Hungary, Viktor Orban, said Thursday the Hungarian parliament is pushing through new measures that will create a new legal situation at the borders, even more strict than it was. When asked by the Associated Press whether the military will be deployed to defend Hungary's borders, he said yes. Speaking in Brussels, Orban said the migrant problem is not a European one.
The problem is not a European problem. The problem is a German problem. Nobody would like to stay in Hungary. So we don't have difficulties with those who would like to stay in Hungary. Nobody would like to stay in Hungary, neither in Slovakia, nor Poland, nor Estonia. All of them would like to go to Germany. Our job is only to register them.
Migrants continue to flood into the main train station in Budapest, hoping to board trains to a better life in Western Europe. However, officials said early Thursday that no trains are departing for that destination. So while the immigrants may have been allowed into the station, it's not clear where they'll go without the option of traveling to the West. An overcrowded wooden migrant boat is capsized in stormy seas off the coast of Malaysia. It's killed at least 13 people. Malaysian maritime officials say the boat was likely taking Indonesian workers back home to Sumatra Island when it went down Thursday, not far from the coastal town of Sabak. As many as 100 people are believed to have been on board that boat, according to Malaysian officials. This is VOA News. As a massive military parade to commemorate China's victory over Japan in World War II was about to pass by, Chinese President Xi Jinping announced plans to cut the world's largest military force by 300,000 troops. For about an hour in Beijing's Tiananmen Square, a stream of tanks, ballistic missiles, drones, and goose-stepping soldiers paraded past a gathering of senior military and government leaders in what Xi called a demonstration of China's devotion to peace. President Xi welcomed dozens of world leaders to the event. Some of the more prominent participants included UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and South Korea's President Park Geun-hye. However, the heads of state from almost all of the countries that have territorial disputes with China did not attend the parade. Vietnam was one of the few standouts. VOA's William Ide is in Beijing.
It seems that there is something about the message that this parade was sending that kept other leaders away. At the same time, it's promoting peace from China's perspective. It's also raising a lot of concerns, and I don't think they want to be associated with that. A lot of countries in the region are watching very closely this parade, and I think in the days to come, we may get some reactions about what they saw and how they feel China was portraying itself and its rising role in the region and the world.
Over 12,000 troops marched in Tiananmen, followed by an impressive array of tanks, drones, fighter jets, and nuclear-capable intercontinental ballistic missiles. Ahead of the parade, state media had said that 84% of the equipment on display would be making its public debut. Thai authorities say they've arrested a third suspect allegedly connected to last month's fatal shrine bombing in Bangkok. Kamarudeng Saho, identified as a Thai Muslim, was apprehended in the southern province of Narathiwat and is now undergoing military interrogation, say officials, who also say he's being held under Article 44, which replaced martial law and still gives the junta sweeping powers. The junta, in a midday televised announcement about the case, named the two foreign men who were also in custody as Adam Karadek and Yusufu Mirali, but their nationalities were not mentioned. Warrants have been issued for 8 people since the August 17th Erawan shrine blast, including a Thai woman and 4 foreign men, only one specifically identified as a Turkish national. A Ugandan military spokesman says 12 Ugandan soldiers were killed in an attack Tuesday by Islamic extremists on an African UNICOM base in Somalia. Lieutenant Colonel Paddy Akunda said Thursday that all soldiers were accounted for and that none had been captured. He said 10 of the bodies will be flown back home on Thursday. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.